Simchotei Sibdalen, we saw Machlokes, where the bread that was baked by Goyim on Shabbos, they baked it for themselves. Can a Jew eat it or not? It was baked for Jews, and Jews definitely not allowed to eat it. Because when Goyim is allowed for a Jew, you never benefit from it on Shabbos. But here, the Goyim baked for himself, still there's issues of Noilad, or even if he didn't bake it for you, by food were concerned that he's going to think about you. When he's making it, Kopanim, it's Machlokes, and it says when there's a Sarach Mitzvah, for example, a Sulis Bris Milah, or the Sarach Mitzvah Samoisi, doesn't have bread for Samoisi, then the ancient is Mohammedir, one can be lenient and take this bread that was baked by the good. Even so, you can't make a transaction, you can't pay him, even if you had to show the guy the money and tell him to pick up the money. That you can't sell them. You have to take one and understand and you're taking it back afterwards. Avo says the Rambam, also written by Moyes, may Erev Shabbos, the Shehitim, or Pat the Shabbos, does a dice in Yisrael Krofer. If you give him money before Shabbos, then everybody can eat. This is also even a Sof Mitzvah, because you're telling a Goy to do a Melacha for you on Shabbos. Even though the Goy is primarily selling for people that are not Jewish, but since you paid him for a specific bread, and that he is doing something also specifically for you. Today, any Yehudi should so dogim or zikat peiros la'atmo similarly Yisrael, a guy who traps fish on Shabbos. So it's definitely also because it's mukta, so not under our domain at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore even a guy did it for himself, and it's not, there's no problem with a guy doing halacha for you, but the item is mukta. Yeah. Even if somehow somebody set up a net before Shabbos and came into his net, the fish came into his net on Shabbos, it's also awesome, even though nobody did a malach on Shabbos, but it's muksa. The same thing about picking food off the trees, it's also muksa, and there's another gzera that you may come to pick yourself, so therefore anything that falls off of a tree in any fashion on Shabbos is muksa, also to be eaten on Shabbos. A philosophic and mitzvah myself and ayoyim asurim bo layoyim. Even though it's a residue upon us, so if you want to say, it's a Sufik isn't Rabbanan, but in my story, we're talking about Sufik, Mucham, Sufik, and Smutza, and it's also, so Mishnah Berurah says the reason where we had Toiba that it was trapped today, or it fell off a tree today. Something that's clear, that it fell off before Shabbos, or trapped before Shabbos, then you can use it on Shabbos. And one of the reasons why Sufik is also is because of double shesh matin. You can wait till after Shabbos to use. Well, the erev mutar miyad, but at night you can use it right after Shabbos. Because if a guy did something for you, then now that you're even mutar Shabbos, within the amount of time that it takes him to do it for you, because you're benefiting from him. But here he didn't do it for you, so there's no problem with that benefiting from the guy. The problem is because of the books and the different things, and therefore immediately after Shabbos will be mutter to be netted from these fish or fruits, if you use it for your malach market. Even though for sure that was picked on Shabbos, still it's permitted mutter Shabbos immediately since it was not done for the Jews. First of all, when we keep the Shabbos for Israel, here's the worst case in case, because here the guy did a malach for the Jew. He picked the fruit, or trapped the fish, or the Shri Yisrael, many Yehudim, or did it for Jews and for Goyim, but the Jews were a central part of his thoughts. So here you have to wait for the amount of time it will take to do it on Motzei Shabbos, because any Melacha D'oraita that he did a Goy does for a Jew, or even if he didn't tell him to do it, but the fact that he did it for a Jew, Chazal wants to make sure you're not going to be beaten in this situation, and therefore he said he can't gain from it. When he said he did it for Jews and Goyim, means that there wasn't a majority of going. If the majority of going, we assume he's going for the majority, unless it's known that he clearly did it for the Jews also, independently. So, in the case where he did it for a Jew, then all the Jews are not allowed to be netted from it on Shabbos, Mukta, and not only then, Mukta Shabbos, so they all have to wait for the amount of time that takes the Beishiyas, and the amount of time that takes it, because since the Melacha was done for a Jew, then Chazal concerned other Jews will ask this guy to do it also. So he's talking about when a guy did a malacha for a Jew, not when a Jew did a malacha for a Jew. A Jew did a malacha for a Jew, so there's a svara that you're not going to ask him to do malacha for you, and he's not going to listen to you. Therefore, no, then ask me. Good. Good. There's more concerns you can ask than going to good and do to you. Based on that, this whole big discussion, the first thing, about a non-from. Non-from, Jews have a malacha for you. Do you ask on Shabbos? Do you have to wait? The Cheshi Yasos, as you permitted, immediately after Shabbos. Yeah, this whole big discussion. Sid Zayin, Safik and Lichten, Mishra Yisrael. So Safik can be picked for the Jew. Shizu Shalikten, Mishra Yisrael, Ben Yizu, and Lichten, Hayoim, Olav. So now we have another Safik. Now the Safik was picked on Shabbos, but the Safik was picked for a Jew, or he picked it for himself. Or another case is that if Safik, that you know it was picked for a Jew, but we're not sure if it was picked today or beforehand, which we had that before. Well, these are also by the Yoy, or wherever Shizu Yasrael. Here's the words, because since it was done for a Jew, then we have to wait for Seishi Yasa, even though there's a suffix that it was not done on Shabbos. It is a chiddush, because the din of the Seishi Yasa is to prevent us from asking the guy to do things for us. Here's the whole thing's a suffix, so taking the suffix to tell the Rabban, we should be lenient. On Shabbos itself, as we said before, you shouldn't use it because it's Seishi Matin, and wait till after Shabbos. So, from our Yisra, it's also considered the type of Yisra Matin, you could wait. Another error. But over here, there are those that say that the error is mutter because they did not answer this suffix. So the bottom line is that on Shabbos itself, it says even if there's a suffix, it was picked for a Jew on Shabbos, or it was picked on Shabbos, you cannot use it. Well, the Shabbos, we have a discussion with the Malkum suffix whether it's permitted immediately after Shabbos. The Maisa, there's a discussion of Poiskim. Shabir brings out your rabbi that says, I'm to be lean, Motzei Shabbos. Chayyim says, that only tells mitzvah. And others that totally machmir. The Kopot is, when there's a suffix, if it was done for Jewish Shabbos, the Mokim Tzorech, Mokim Mitzvah, that's room to be lean, and use it immediately after Shabbos.